Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 32, Scene 3. Shukadeva Goswami responds to Parikshit's doubts. Sex desire is especially excited in the autumn season. But the wonderful thing about Krishna's association with the gopis is that there was no question of sex desire. It was, as clearly stated in the Bhagavatam description by Shukadeva Goswami, of the Rudra Saurata, namely the sex impulse was completely controlled. There is a distinction between Lord Krishna's dancing with the gopis and the ordinary dancing of living entities within this material world. In order to clear up further misconceptions about the Rasa dance and the affairs of Krishna and the gopis, Maharaja Parikshit, the hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam, told Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna appeared on the earth in order to establish the regulative principles of religion and to curb the predominance of irreligion. But the behavior of Krishna with the gopis might encourage irreligious principles in the material world. I am simply surprised that Krishna would act in such a way, enjoying the company of others' wives in the dead of night. This statement of Maharaj Parikshit was very much appreciated by Shukadeva Goswami. The answer anticipates the abominable acts of the Mayavadi impersonalists who place themselves in the position of Krishna and enjoy the company of young girls and women. The basic Vedic injunctions never allow a person to enjoy sex with any woman except one's own wife. Krishna's appreciation of the gopis appeared to be distinctly in violation of these rules. Maharaja Parikshit understood the total situation from Shukadeva Goswami. Yet, to further clear the transcendental nature of Krishna with the gopis in the Rasa dance, Maharaj Parikshit expressed his surprise. This is very important in order to check the unrestricted association with women by the Prakruta Sahajya. In his statement, Maharaj Parikshit has used several important words which require clarification. The first word, jugupsitam, means abominable. The first doubt of Maharaj Parikshit was as follows. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has invented himself to establish religious principles. Why then did he mix with others' wives in the dead of night and enjoy dancing, embracing, and kissing? According to the Vedic injunctions, this is not allowed. Also, when the gopis first came to Krishna, he gave instructions to them to return to their homes, to call the wives of other persons or young girls and enjoy dancing with them is certainly abominable according to the Vedas. Why should Krishna have done this? Another word used here is aptakama. Some may take it for granted that Krishna was very lusty among young girls, but Parikshit Maharaj said this was not possible. Krishna could not be lusty. First of all, from the material calculation, Krishna was only 8 years old. At that age, a boy cannot be lusty. Aptakama means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-satisfied. Even if he were lusty, Krishna doesn't need to take help from others to satisfy his lusty desires. The next point is, although not lusty himself, Krishna might have been induced by the lusty desires of the gopis. But Maharaj Parikshit then used another word, Yadupati, which indicates that Krishna is the most exalted personality in the dynasty of the Yadus. The kings in the dynasty of Yadu were considered to be the most pious, and their descendants were also like that. Having taken birth in that family, how could Krishna have been induced even by the gopis? It is concluded, therefore, that it was not possible for Krishna to do anything abominable. But Maharaj Parikshit was in doubt as to why Krishna acted in that way. What was the real purpose? Another word Maharaj Parikshit used when he addressed Shukadeva Goswami is Suvrata, which means to take a vow to enact pious activities. Shukadeva Goswami was an educated brahmachari, and under the circumstances, it was not possible for him to indulge in sex. This is strictly prohibited for brahmacharis. And what to speak of a brahmachari like Shukadeva Goswami? But because the circumstances of the rasa dance were very suspect, Maharaj Parikshit inquired for clarification from Shukadeva Goswami. Immediately, Shukadeva Goswami replied that transgressions of religious principles by the Supreme Controller testify to his great power. For example, fire can consume any abominable thing. That is the manifestation of the supremacy of fire. Similarly, the sun can absorb water from a urinal or from stool, and the sun is not polluted. Rather, due to the influence of sunshine, the polluted, contaminated place becomes disinfected and sterilized. One may also argue that since Krishna is the supreme authority, his activities should be followed. In answer to this question, Shukadeva Goswami has very clearly said that Ishvaranam, or the supreme controller, may sometimes violate his own instructions. But this is only possible for the controller himself, not for the followers. Unusual and uncommon activities by the controller can never be imitated. Shukadeva Goswami warned that the conditioned followers who are not actually in control should never even imagine imitating the uncommon activities of the controller. A Mayavadi philosopher may falsely claim to be God or Krishna, but cannot actually act like Krishna. One can persuade one's followers to falsely imitate rasa dance, but one is unable to lift Govardhan Hill. We have many experiences in the past of Mayavadi rascals deluding their followers by posing themselves as Krishna in order to enjoy rasa lila. In many instances, they were checked by the government, arrested, and punished. For example, in Orissa, Thakur Bhaktivinod also punished a so-called incarnation of Vishnu who was imitating rasa lila with young girls. There were many complaints against him. At that time, Bhaktivinod Thakur was magistrate, and the government deputed him to deal with that rascal, and the Thakur punished him very severely. The rasa lila dance cannot be imitated by anyone. Shukadeva Goswami warns that one should not even think of imitating it. Shukadeva specifically mentions that if, out of foolishness, one tries to imitate Krishna's rasa dance, one will be killed, just like a person who wants to imitate the drinking of the ocean of poison by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, and kept it within his throat. And the poison made his throat turn blue. And therefore Lord Shiva is called Nilakanta. But if any ordinary person tries to imitate Lord Shiva by drinking poison or smoking ganja, one is sure to be vanquished and will die within a very short time. Lord Sri Krishna's dealing with the gopis was under special circumstances. Most of the gopis in their previous lives were great sages, experts in the study of the Vedas. And when Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Ramachandra, they wanted to enjoy with him. Lord Ramachandra gave them the benediction that their desires would be fulfilled when he would appear as Krishna. Therefore, the desire of the gopis to enjoy the appearance of Lord Krishna was long cherished. And so they approached Goddess Katyayani in order to have Krishna as their husband. There are many other circumstances also which testify to the supreme authority of Krishna and show that Krishna is not bound to the rules and regulations of the material world. In special cases, Krishna acts as he likes in order to favor his devotees. This is only possible for Krishna because he is the supreme controller. People in general should follow the instructions of Lord Krishna as given in Bhagavad Gita and should not even imagine imitating Lord Krishna in his rasa dance. Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill, his killing great demons like Putana and others, are all obviously extraordinary activities. Similarly, the rasa dance is also an uncommon activity and cannot be imitated by any ordinary man. An ordinary person engaged in occupational duties like Arjuna should execute one's duty for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is within one's power. Arjuna was a fighter, and Krishna wanted him to fight for Krishna's satisfaction. Arjuna agreed, although at first Arjuna was not willing to fight. Duties are required for ordinary persons. They should not jump up and try to imitate Krishna and indulge in rasa lila and thus bring about their own ruin. One should know with certainty that Krishna had no personal interest in whatever he did for the benediction of the gopis. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Namang Karmani Limpanti, Krishna never enjoys or suffers the results of his activities. Therefore, it is not possible for Krishna to act irreligiously. Krishna is transcendental to all activities and religious principles. Krishna is untouched by the modes of material nature. Krishna is the supreme controller of all living entities, either in human society, in the demigod society in the heavenly planets, or in lower forms of life. Krishna is the supreme controller of all living entities. He is the supreme controller of the material nature. Therefore, Krishna has nothing to do with religious or irreligious principles. Shukadeva Goswami further concludes that the great sages and devotees who are washed clean of all conditional life can move freely even within the contamination of material nature by keeping Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within their hearts. In this way also, they do not become subject to the laws of pleasure and pain within the modes of material nature. So how then is it possible for Krishna, who appears in his own internal potency, to be subjected to the laws of karma. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna clearly says that whenever he appears, he does so by his internal potency. Krishna is not forced to accept a body by the laws of karma like an ordinary living entity. Every other living entity is forced to accept a certain type of body by his or her previous actions. But when Krishna appears, he always appears in a body, but that is not forced upon him by the action of his past deeds. His body is a vehicle for his transcendental pleasure, which is enacted by his internal potency. Krishna has no obligation to the laws of karma. The Mayavadi monist must accept a certain type of body, being forced by the laws of nature. Therefore, the Mayavadi's claim to be one with Krishna or one with God is only theoretical. Such persons who claim to be equal with Krishna and indulge in rasa lila create a dangerous situation for the people in general. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is already present as Supersoul within the bodies of the gopis and their husbands. Krishna is the guide of all living entities, as is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad, Nityo Nityanam Chetanash Chetananam. The Supersoul directs the individual soul to act, and the Supersoul is the actor and witness of all action. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is present in everyone's heart, and from him come all action, remembrance, and forgetfulness. Krishna is the original person to be known by Vedic knowledge. Krishna is the author of Vedanta philosophy, and Krishna knows the Vedanta philosophy perfectly well. The so-called Vedantists and Mayavadis cannot understand Krishna as he is. They simply mislead their followers by imitating the actions of Krishna in an unauthorized way. Krishna, the Supersoul of everyone, is already within the body of everyone. Therefore, if Krishna sees someone or embraces someone, there is no question of propriety or impropriety. Some ask that if Krishna is self-sufficient, then why should he at all manifest pastimes with the gopis, which are disturbing to the so-called moralists of the world? The answer is that such activities show special mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. The gopis are also expansions of Krishna's internal energy. But because Krishna wanted to exhibit the rasa lila, the gopis also appeared as ordinary human beings. In this material world, pleasure is ultimately manifested in the sex attraction between man and woman. The man lives simply to be attracted by woman, and the woman lives simply to be attracted by the man. That is the basic principle of material life. As soon as these attractions are combined, people become more and more implicated in material existence. So in order to show them special favor, Krishna exhibited this rasa lila dance. It is just to captivate the conditioned soul. Since they are very much attracted by sexology, they can enjoy the same life with Krishna and thus become liberated from the material condition. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit also explains that the pastimes and activities of Lord Krishna are medicine for the conditioned souls. If they simply hear about Krishna, They become relieved from the material disease. They are addicted to material enjoyment and are accustomed to reading sex literature. But by hearing these transcendental pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, they will be relieved from material contamination. How they should hear and from whom is also explained by Shukadeva Goswami. The difficulty is that the whole world is full of Mayavadis, and when they become professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam, and when people, without knowing the effect of Mayavad philosophy, hear from such persons, they become confused. Discussion of Rasa Leela among people in general is not recommended because they are affected by the Mayavad philosophy. But if one who is advanced explains and people hear from him, then certainly the hearers will be gradually elevated to the position of Krishna consciousness and liberated from materially contaminated life. Another important point is that all the gopis who danced with Krishna were not in their material bodies. They danced with Krishna in their spiritual bodies. All their husbands thought that their wives were sleeping right by their sides. The so-called husbands of the gopis were already enamored by the influence of the external energy of Krishna. So by dint of this very energy, they could not understand that their wives had gone to dance with Krishna. What then is the basis of accusing Krishna of dancing with others' wives? The bodies of the gopis, which were their husbands, were lying in bed, but the spiritual parts and parcels of Krishna were dancing with him. Krishna is the Supreme Person, the whole spirit, and he danced with the spiritual bodies of the gopis. There is therefore no reason to accuse Krishna in any way. Shukadeva Goswami concludes this episode of Rasa Leela by pointing out that if a person hears from the right source about the pastimes of Krishna, who is Vishnu himself, and the gopis, who are expansions of Krishna's energy, then he or she will be relieved from the most dangerous type of disease, namely lust. If one actually hears Rasa Leela, he or she will become completely freed from the lusty desire of sex life and elevated to the highest level of spiritual understanding. Generally, because they hear from Mayavadis, and they themselves are Mayavadis, people become more and more implicated in sex life. The conditioned soul should hear the Rasa Leela dance from an authorized spiritual master and be trained by him so that one can understand the whole situation. Thus, one can be elevated to the highest standard of spiritual life. Otherwise, one will be implicated. Material lust is a kind of heart disease, and to cure this material heart disease of the conditioned soul, it is recommended that one should hear, but not from the impersonalist rascals. If one hears from the right sources, with the right understanding, then one's situation will be different. Shukadeva Goswami has used the word Sradhanvita for one who is trained in spiritual life. Sraddha, or faith, is the beginning. One who has developed his or her faith in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spirit Soul, can both describe and hear. Shukadeva also uses the word Anushrinuyat. One must hear from the disciplic succession. The word anu means following, and anu means always. So one must always follow the disciplic succession and not hear from any stray professional reciter, Mayavadi, or ordinary man. Anusruniyat means that one must hear from an authorized person who is in the disciplic succession and is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. When a person wants to hear in this way, then the effect will be sure. By hearing Rasa Leela, one will be elevated to the highest position of spiritual life. Shukadeva Goswami uses two specific words, Bhaktim Param. Bhaktim Param means the execution of devotional service above the neophyte stage. Those who are simply attracted to temple worship, but who do not know the philosophy of bhakti, are in the neophyte stage. That sort of bhakti is not the perfectional stage. The perfectional stage of bhakti or devotional service is completely free from material contamination. The most dangerous aspect of contamination is lust or sex life. Bhaktim Param devotional service is so potent that the more one advances in this line, the more he or she loses attraction for material life. One who is actually deriving benefit from hearing about the Rasa Leela dance surely achieves the transcendental position. He or she surely loses all traces of lust within one's heart. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that according to Bhagavad Gita, the Brahma day and Brahma night are periods of solar years expanding 4,300,000 multiplied by 1,000. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Rasa dance was performed during the long period of Brahma's night, but the gopis could not understand that. In order to fulfill their desire, Krishna extended the night to cover such a great period of time. One may ask how this was possible, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur reminds us that Krishna, although bound by a small rope, could show his mother the whole universe within his mouth. How was that possible? The answer is that Krishna can do anything for the pleasure of his devotees. Similarly, because the gopis wanted to enjoy Krishna, they were given the opportunity to associate with Krishna for a long period. This was done according to Krishna's promise. When Krishna stole the garments of the gopis while they were taking bath at Chirgat on Yamuna, Krishna promised to fulfill their desire in some future night. In one night, therefore, the gopis enjoyed the company of Krishna as their beloved husband. But that night was not an ordinary night. It was a night of Brahma and lasted millions and millions of years. Everything is possible for Krishna, for Krishna is the supreme controller. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Hari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari Yashoda Nandan Raja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari Yashoda Nandan Braja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare All glories to Krishna book All glories to Srila Prabhupada.